Sometimes some people don't seem to get much time or opportunity, and Mrs. Portage's husband always seems to hang back.
Well, he does, doesn't he?
Well, tonight I'm going to hang back and give some of the others a chance.
Oh, that's very good of you, darling. Well, we won't be seeing you soon. We won't be hearing from you soon because Leslie's going off to America.
Look, Mum.
Yes, dear.
You know, wherever you are, I can come to you.
Yes, I know.
I know it's nice to come and talk to me, and I love to come and talk to you. It's marvellous, but
yes.
The whole point is that wherever you and Dan are, I'm there.
Yes, I know, love.
And you perhaps don't even realise it, especially when you're quiet and peaceful, or perhaps you're, you know, listening to the wireless or watching the telly or something, whatever it is, you know. Time and place mean nothing to me anymore. I can be with you whenever I want to, and I come and see you every day without fail. You know that.
Yes, darling. Do I ever come over when I'm asleep?
Yes, quite often.
I never remember anything when I wake.
You don't?
No.
Well, I only hope one day you will.
I'd like to
think that you could remember some of the things that happened because you're often with me over here. But then again, you know, I'm so often with you. I wonder if maybe later on, who knows, that I may be able to do certain things to attract your attention. I'd like to do that.
Yes. We'd love you to be able to.
Yes. Silly things, perhaps, but nevertheless, if I give you some little indication of my presence, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Can you hear me, Dan?
Yes, I'm here, David.
You know, I feel sometimes very inadequate. Probably I shouldn't say this, but I think to myself, well, so much I want to do, and so much I try to do, and so much I'm anxious to do, but I don't know, it seems somehow that I haven't yet got the hang of it. Probably I will later. I mean, there are people here who are much more experienced, obviously, than me. And, well, of course, I'm hoping eventually, maybe, that we can have a little circle of our own. You know, where you can gather with a few people and we can have the opportunity to experiment.
Yes,
that's right.
I mean, where you go is all right, as far as it is, sort of thing. You know, where you hope you're going. I mean, it serves a purpose. And, well, we get different bits over here and there. It would be marvellous if we could have our own little family do, so that I have a chance to get in touch and come through. And, you know, I think we could do this, you know.
Well, can't you try?
The thing is to find people who give up the time, I suppose. Not easy, is it?
I know, darling.
Is there any indication of that, of certain people that we know that might well do this?
I mean, this would be an ideal. I mean, all of you here, I mean, you know, but.
No, well, we're all too scattered, David.
This is the problem.
Yeah, we're not near each other.
Somewhere else and so on. But I feel eventually, no doubt, somehow, we'll be able to bring together a little group of people that are sincerely interested, and perhaps we can start something at home. That would be marvellous. That's what I really like.
You haven't met a young man named Howard, about 21 years old now?
You mean over here?
Mm.
I know of him, but I know of him. You want me to try and help him to get a message to his people?
Well, these people are aware of your world and communication. We know them.
Well, I know you've been associated with them.
You do?
Yes.
And I've met the boy.
You have?
This is rather interesting, David, if you could.
And there was something very odd about him, wasn't there?
There was, in some respects, yes. He had been communicating with his parents, but not through this method.
They want to talk to him.
They'd like to, finally, by their own method, perhaps, development.
Well, it could come, but I suppose it's not possible for them to join you and start a circle. They live miles away.
No, they don't live far, David.
There's some talk of it, perhaps, David. We just wonder whether you were aware of it.
Yes, I'm aware of it, but I sort of wondered if they were really anxious to sit and develop and, you know, really have a look.
Oh, yes, I think they are, David.
They're very anxious to sit. They certainly need skill and patience. We've got that. We also need guidance and help from your side.
Well, I think that if it were feasible, I mean, that you could start up a little circle together and perhaps a little later on others could be brought into it and sort of gradually sort of, well, feel your way. I mean, it's difficult at this. I mean, I wouldn't know enough about it from that point of view, but I feel that if you were to augment the powers, they say, you know, strengthen it, you know, as an old group, that would be marvellous. And they sound admirable from their point of view. And I'm sure that Dave would get through. Yes. We'll try to anyway.
Mm. Yes. You haven't heard from Eileen, David?
No.
You knew she's passed?
Yes, but it's too soon.
It's too soon, is it? Mm. I wonder, do you know how... what religious feelings she had, had over here? What is she like now?
You see, this is another thing at the moment. But God take there, I mean, the link there is not very strong.
No, I know.
I've got to wait and bide my time and see how things develop. And if she shows an interest, I mean, if she really wants to.
Well, we're told she's very bitter.
Well, that may well be, but I can't say that myself. I really don't know. I don't see why she should be exactly bitter, but what makes you think she's bitter?
Well, we've been told through Wynne that, having gone over there, she's very bitter against Wynne and against the family. There seems to be something odd going on, but you know how religious she was herself, and yeah, I'm afraid she won't find it exactly as she thinks she'll find it, will she?
That she may, for a time, dwell in a sort of state of, well, thinking very much on the old lines.
Well, we've been told that she's in Hades, so I don't know if it's... Well, this is what we were passed, the message that was passed to us.
Well, I can assure you she's not in Hades, because there's no such place. She might be in a very bad state of mind, and that's one reason why, frankly, my link or contact with her is practically non-existent at the moment.
Mm.
But I think this is only a temporary thing, and it's a state of mind which will pass. She may cling to the old ideas for a while, but she'll soon get rid of them. You know, gradually she'll sort of settle them over, you know, when she realises things.
You can get help, can you, people who have these strong religious feelings?
She doesn't start thinking she's in hell. Never told you that once.
No, no, I don't think they meant it quite like that, Davy. They meant that she was in she wasn't in the Summerland. Let's put it like that. But
well, am I in the Summerland?
You're not.
Well, what I mean is, I don't understand this business of Hades, Hell, and Summerlands and all this. All I can say is that I'm in a state of being where I'm perfectly happy, where everything around and about me is normal and natural. I meet people of my own age, some I didn't even know on Earth. Mm. I can do all the things that I never was able to do on Earth when I would have loved to have done so many things. But you see, I've no restrictions. My mind is free. I can enter into all sorts of things, interests, music, art, literature. I can study. In fact, I do. Mm. And sports interest me. And I'm living in a normal, natural existence. As far as I know, it has no name. I've never heard it referred to as Summerland. I've never heard it referred to as an astral plane. You talk about it as it really is. You know, the place which we have entered into, which we evidently to some extent have created of our own mind, although we probably in a sense were unaware of it. You see, really, what it really amounts to, we enter into an environment, or whatever you like to call it, which is best suited to us as individuals. And this business of, well, being in Hades, I know exactly what was intended there, but there is no sense. There is a state of remorse for some people. There is a state of unhappiness for people who perhaps bring this condition with them, but this is only temporary. Mm. It's a phase which soon passes.
Yes,
she will be able to readjust herself. It's only a matter of time.
Mm.
David, well, you know you don't have a sun there, do you? How is your world lit?
Well, we have light. But it's not as far as I'm sure it can't possibly be the sun.
No.
But there's a beautiful illumination, it's a beautiful glowing warm light.
Mm.
But we do have some shadows. Now some people say that we don't have shadow, but we do.
Oh, how are these shadows caused then, by?
I don't really understand that, quite honestly.
No.
I mean it's not a stark light, it's a beautiful light. Everything is beautifully lit. And there's a feeling of warmth, as if one would feel on a beautiful summer's day.
And this never goes out?
No, but there's a sort of... No, it doesn't actually go out. But then again, it's not that which goes out. If anyone goes out, in a sense, it's us. If we sort of have the feeling that we would like to sort of... I don't know how to explain this, but as if we wanted to sort of relax ourselves, perhaps, in some way, or withdraw, perhaps, is the way, then we can sort of do this. And then there's a sort of loosening, if you like, of consciousness. It's all a matter of consciousness. I think this is the whole secret of this. I mean, there are many things over here. I don't understand how to put this exactly, but if you can visualize your world, that is, with all its beautiful natural surroundings, with beautiful lakes and trees and flowers and forests and hills and dales and all sorts of different forms of architecture and beautiful places and places where you can go with thousands of other souls to listen, if you wish, music composed by great composers and so on. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you could take from your world all the things that are ugly, that mar and distress, you know, and upset and cause unhappiness, if you could visualize your world as it must have been before man began to destroy it and build up too much, and in other words, change nature and change the whole situation of life, if you can realize a more perfect being, a perfect condition of life, and us being more perfect beings in ourselves, and yet still remaining very much the same in outward appearance and shape, and also mentally sort of striving to re-enter into things which, well, are so far removed from anything you know. I mean, it's a strange combination of much that one remembers that was wonderful, with a combination of much that is new and fresh, and with no feeling of heaviness and feeling of lightness, being able to move about with ease. It's something one can't even begin to describe, you know.
Sounds wonderful.
It's impossible. But all this business, I suppose they're just terms that people find. I suppose sometimes people from this side may have referred to places like Summerland because it's always
been we've such. Heard it in books over here,
yes,
Davey.
Yes, these are just loose terms that yes. people have invented to try to give a picture or
yes.
try to give a name or something.
They talk about the Summerland.
I think people have this idea that our world must be always, well, like perfect summertime, but in a sense this is true, but it would be very wrong to give the impression, I think, that everything is just, well, it is wonderful, but what I'm trying to say is that everything is from within oneself, and when you realize there's so much to learn, so much to gain, so much experience, to things to experience, you know, yeah, one feels all the time there's something fresh and new and something wonderful to happen, you know.
Yes.
It's a world of great opportunity and promise, and one never feels you're wasting a moment of time, and yet you know you're not in time in the same sense. There's always a realization that there's always more to experience, more to come, and you don't lose yourself exactly. It's the most extraordinary thing. You become immersed in something, you become interested in something, and you become so part of that you're interested in, and then you come up against some new phase or new condition, and then you become aware of other things, and always there are people to help you, and people to uplift you, guide you, and instruct you, and everyone here is so friendly, and everyone is very much, as it were, mentally sort of adjusted in the same way as you've become adjusted. I don't know how to put all this.
So you live in a world of growing awareness, so
well,
to speak.
Well, I suppose this is what it really amounts to. And of course, it isn't that we forget the people on Earth. We love to come back and we love to communicate. But as we do come back and we see into your world, we gradually lose the desire we like to come and speak to you, communicate and tell you how we are and help you and uplift you if we can, but I mean if it were, the opportunity were to arise, which it never would in that sense, that we could come back and live in your world, I don't think any of us would want to do that.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Could I ask you another question?
Yes, please. Do.
Are you aware of God as a force, an energy, a light, or what?
I don't think anyone can answer that question because as far as I know, no one I know that I've ever communicated or spoken with or been with has ever seen God. And yet in a strange way, we're all conscious of some sort of tremendous influence, which I suppose we might call God, but if we're talking about God in shape and form, then I'm sure that
I don't mean in that form. I mean, how are you conscious?
We all are aware there is something which we don't understand, which gives us all life or energy and opportunity and...
Can you send out thoughts to the source of
that? Well, I suppose if you wish, in the kind of way one does. Mm. But the old orthodox idea, you know, the material conception...
Oh,
that is something far removed from us. Mm. But we are aware of the fact that we are all part of some great cosmic something, you know. But I wouldn't dare suggest
it's far beyond your comprehension.
Beyond my comprehension, at this stage, anyway. Mm.
And you haven't, you never hear of Jesus then?
Oh yes, of course we do. We hear of Jesus, we hear of great teachers, prophets of old, and some have met such people.
Do they come down and instruct you?
Well, they do, but I haven't yet had that privilege, you know. But it is, no doubt one day I shall. But you see, I don't think Christ, from what I've been told, ever suggested, as some people would imagine or suggest that he did, that he was God incarnate or anything like that. I think that he was a son of God, but it was a different construction to what most people put on him. I think he realized that he was part of a great cosmic force and we're all part of the same creation.
Yeah, like we're all sons of God.
Yes, we're all sons of God, you see. And he just happened to have the awareness and the wisdom and the ability to explain and express things and demonstrate things. But I think when it comes to trying to depict in shape or form, then I think this is man's interpretation, which really has no bearing, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't think... anyway, Mum, you're coming again today, aren't you?
Tuesday.
We've got just one more, darling, and that's all.
Until next year, Dale, about 4 months. So if you can come through some summer other means.
Yeah, well, you know, wherever you go, look,
yes.
Wherever you go, I mean, let's be grateful for small mercies.
Oh, I know, darling.
Yes. If it's feasible, if it's possible.
Yes.
If there are...
All of us try and get little messages over. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the message we get over is perhaps better than another. But we have to do the best we can, don't we?
I wondered if you were there last night. We were four of us all gathered together. We felt very strongly that you were, but really...
Wherever you are, I am.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
We just thought, David, perhaps, that if there were a circle being formed, that you wouldn't be aware of it until what we call guides were helping us, and then they may well bring you into this circle as it develops.
Quite frankly, it's very difficult to put into words exactly what I want to say, but when you're sitting... Even though you're just the two of you sitting quiet and peaceful and sending out your thoughts and hoping that I'm present, of course I'm there. Or whether you sit with two other people or four other people, whether it's at home, whether it's in someone else's house, or whether it's at a meeting of the, what do you call it, SAGB, or in the developing circle, or whatever it may be, wherever you are, you can be sure I'm there, I'm conscious of it. But when you really get down, as I'm hoping eventually you will do, to get down to a real circle, with people who are dedicated and who will sit regularly and give, you know, all they have to give in love so that we can really sort of combine together, then I think we'll really make headway.
Yes,
all we can hope for in the meantime is an occasional message here and there, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, we're grateful to have this, aren't we?
Yeah.
My goodness me, how blessed we are.
Yes.
Most of people don't even have any
knowledge of
this. They just go on trying to make the best of life and have no real idea of this at all.
You want to wish
it. People often think when you're dead, you're dead. You know?
Yes.
At least we know different. Yes. Anyway, I must go. They tell me the time's up.
Oh,
David, answer me one question, please, David.
What, David?
One question. You did say about that your world is solid and as real to you as ours is to us. But you do have, we read, of halls of learning. Are they just mental creations or are they solid?
No, everything in our world is as real to us and as solid to us as your world is to yours. As your world is, the whole point is that you must realize that when we talk about a mental world, the same can apply in a sense to your world. Everything that man creates in the beginning is a mental thought, isn't it? I mean, he thinks of what he wants to do and then he starts to do something about it. He brings into being, he creates it. But as the actual world in itself, that is a real world. But the many of the things in this world of which we know, which I'm talking about, where I am, of what man has created. We have architects here who have these wonderful ideas as to regards building and construction. There are people who still love to do things in their gardens. There are people who still like to do things with their hands, like to be creative. Everyone who has a talent and wants to develop that talent will find the means and the substance to use to do these things. Mm. And it's not a wishy-washy world where you just think what you want, there it is. You've got to earn it. You've got to work for it. You've got to make it. And if you can think of our world as a real world, which it is a real world, although basically, fundamentally, it is in a sense, it's true to say, a mental world, but it is a mental world in which realities exist by man's own creation and his own power of thought and action. Nothing is lost, nothing is wasted. Everything comes into being by a gradual process of effort, you know. Mm. You've got to see it in that way, because otherwise it'd be pointless. Who wants to live in a kind of world where you just think what you want, there it is, it'd be pointless. You've got to work for it, you've got to deserve it, you've got to make it possible. That's why some people, when they first come here, they're so bewildered, and they do need help, they need guidance, and that's why sometimes they have, in some places, on some spheres, as you call it, reception stations where people go and they're looked after and they're nursed, while they're like hospitals of a kind, almost like sanatoriums, if you like, where certain types of people, when they come over, they really need this help and treatment. They need adjustment. Anyway,
I'm lovely. Both of you are marvellous, David.
Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you,
David.
See you next week. And keep each other, Mum.
God bless you, my
David.
Darling.
Right.
Give me a kiss.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you very much, Mickey.
See you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Happy night.
Thank you.